the rest of the story. The white men who found Custer after the Battle of the Little Bighorn almost wished they hadn't. They found him face down, his skull smashed flat as a man's hand. He had been scalped. His throat had been cut, his back bristled with arrows like the profile of a porcupine, his abdomen had been slashed open horizontally and vertically, his innards were spilled all over the battlefield. Custer's decomposing carcass might never have been identified but for a telltale scar left by a Civil War bullet and a tattoo on one arm which included his initials. At first, someone said must have been the Cheyenne got to him. And indeed, the Cheyenne did think it was bad medicine to leave a dead enemy facing the sky, and he was found face down. And then another of the discoverers remembered Rain in the Face. Rain in the Face had hated Custer more than any of the other Indians at Little Bighorn. He had vowed that one day he would meet Custer in battle and kill him and cut out his heart and eat it. Let me tell you how that hatred began, because that is the rest of the story. Did you know that Custer was a Civil War hero? Did you know Custer was in fact awarded 2 Medals of Honor during that conflict, the only soldier in any branch of the service thus to be honored? Personally, he was high-spirited, fun-loving, a great planner of protracted practical jokes. Visiting with him, one would hardly have pictured an Indian fighter, and yet his reputation as such echoed through the Great Plains from Texas to the Black Hills. And then one day, Custer received orders to capture the notorious Indian warrior, Rain in the Face. 2 white men had been killed. Unquestionably, Rain in the Face was responsible, so Custer handpicked 5 soldiers and went out and brought him in. The defiant Indian admitted the murders, even described them vividly, and for his crimes, he was imprisoned. And yet his white captors, without meaning to, turned Rain in the Face into a tribal VIP. It was then to admiring Indian visitors that Rain in the Face proclaimed from his jail cell. Somehow, someday, he would break free and rip the very heart from Custer's breast and devour it on the spot. Well, the whole world now knows of the subsequent slaughter in southern Montana beside the Little Bighorn River and how 3,000 Sioux and Cheyenne, under the command of various chiefs, had been waiting for Custer and his scores of white eyes. One of those Indians, Rain in the Face, had waited with particular eagerness for Custer himself. Now, it ought to be mentioned that on his deathbed, Old Rain, as he came to be called, Old Rain denied cutting out Custer's heart that June day in 1876. He said in that fight the excitement was so great that we scarcely recognized our nearest friends. How then could he have even recognized Custer? But Custer's family had no doubt that Old Rain had made good on his threat. At least the revenge was taken, no matter by whom. And were it not for the particular abuse of the corpse, history might have overlooked him. For the soldier whose story you just heard, perhaps the most hated white man in the Battle of the Little Bighorn, was Thomas Ward Custer. I know, all these years you've heard the words Custer's last stand, and you've thought of General George Custer, but on that bloody battlefield, infinitely more mutilated was his infinitely more hated brother, Tom. Now you know the rest of the story.